Greetings again, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. This is Steve Fisher again, with another daily inspiration for the Fountain of Life Ministry. Also, we want to remind you of the Saturday morning Bible study again, every Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m. Telephone number 218-862-1300, ID number 525819. And then there's also a number you can call in to listen to recorded messages, 1-641-715-3800, and ID number 421-425-17. And then you have to press the 8-digit date, as in Saturday, March 27, 2010, would be 2010-0327. Okay, we're going to the final message on the book of Nehemiah here. I'm just going to kind of skip through the last four chapters. We don't have time to go into detail with all of them, but anyway, I would encourage reading the rest of that. Chapter 9 is kind of a lengthy prayer of the people recognizing, acknowledging the good, all the wonderful blessings that God had given them, and how they had He had brought them out of the land of Egypt, brought them through the Red Sea, and brought them into the Promised Land, and then also acknowledging their sin and falling away from God, and acknowledging God's justness in punishing them for their sin. Just overall honesty before God in just acknowledging God as being just in what He did in destroying their land the way He did. So, again, just a good example of honesty and recognizing that God is just, God is holy, God is perfect, and He is perfectly just in His judgment. And there's many people today that want to question God's judgment and God's will and God's ways. But let's rest assured that God is perfectly just. He has no obligation to save us, and yet He, in His love and His mercy, has reached down. He's lifted us up out of the miry clay and out of the horrible pit. He's given us a place to stand on the rock of Jesus Christ. And so let us be thankful and rejoice. Even as in chapter 12, verse 27, they have a dedication for the walls of Jerusalem. It says, and at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought the Levites out of all their places to bring them to Jerusalem, to keep the dedication with gladness, both with thanksgiving and with singing, with cymbals, psalteries, and with harps. Just let us rejoice in the Lord, for the joy of the Lord is our strength, and to recognize that God is good, what He has done for us. He is just, and He's been so merciful. He has spared us of so much. He has not done to us according to what we've deserved, but He has been merciful in sending His Son. Then on chapter 13, I'm going to read a few verses here on verse 1. On that day they read in the book of Moses in the audience of the people, and therein was found written that the Ammonite and the Moabite should not come into the congregation of God forever, because they met not the children of Israel with bread and with water, but hired Balaam against them, that he should curse them. Howbeit, our God turned the curse into a blessing. Now it came to pass, when they heard the law, that they separated from Israel all the mixed multitude. Again, just a very beautiful picture of not only hearing, but also doing the Word of God. And then, seems like very quickly, there was also the enemy wanted to come in. Eliashib, the priest, was allied unto Tobiah, and had made a chamber for Tobiah in the courts of the house of God. And Isaiah, Nehemiah, came in, and it says, and it grieved me sore, therefore I cast forth all the household stuff of Tobiah out of the chamber, just recognizing the need to continually be aware, be on guard, and to take out the impurities in our lives, in the church, and in our families, and just allow God to continually purge us of all the impurities. And Nehemiah also in verse 10 to 12, he set all the Levites in order and put them in place and set everything back in order with the tithes and all, setting up the Levites. Then we're going to go to a few verses. I think that's where I'm going to conclude with Nehemiah. There's lots more there we could gather, but we're going to go to a few verses in the New Testament. Start off with 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 4. I'll start with verse 3. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, speaking of Christ. And it says, ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. There again, a picture of the church, as we are, as individuals, are lively stones. We are built one upon the other, fitly joined together, and we make up the temple of God. And I think it's important to note also that it's not one person or even just one group of people, but it's God's people everywhere are living stones built together, built the temple of God. And you know, many times we can get to a place where maybe we kind of feel like we have it together, that you know, we don't need brothers around us, but let us recognize that we are only a small piece of the puzzle. We are only a stone in the wall of this spiritual house that God is building in His church. And then I'm going to go to Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 19. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. There again, just a little example of the New Testament church, New Testament city of Zion, the temple of the living God, built together, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Let us build upon that rock. Let us not wander or try to build on any other foundation but on the rock of Jesus Christ. And our house and our churches will stand when we build on that rock. Be faithful, be true to our calling. Each man taking his place in the church, being that one little rock where he's needed. And in our homes, that we can continually be building it up and strengthening it. Being on guard, watching for the things that the enemy wants to bring in, and being aware of what's coming into our homes and our churches, and being mindful of the need to continually be on guard. So I just want to leave it with that. I want to just thank you for listening, and God bless you all as you seek the Lord for the building of the temple of the living God in this New Testament age. God bless you.